You're listening to the Ben Fordham Podcast. And now, Ben Fordham Comments.
Now, this is a true story. I say that at the start because it sounds like a script for a movie, and I'm still trying to work out whether it's a drama or a comedy. I think it's more of a drama. It's about a cafe in Canberra, and this cafe happens to serve some of Australia's top spies. And we've just discovered that it's been owned by the partner of a Chinese politician. But he isn't just any politician. He's been personally honoured by the president, Xi Jinping, for advancing the Chinese Communist Party's ambitions in other countries. Now, the cafe is called Double Drummer, and it's a well-known cafe not too far from Parliament House. It's a stone's throw from the big building on the hill, and it's got some high-profile neighbours like the Australian Federal Police, the Office of National Intelligence, the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet, and the Office of the Inspector General of Intelligence. So it's smack bang in the heart of Canberra's power precinct. But the cafe that they all get their coffee from was co-owned by a woman whose husband is a senior official in the Chinese Parliament. And well done to the news website The Nightly for uncovering this. They've exposed what went on here. So Zhu Kuihua was one of three Chinese citizens who bought the cafe in 2020. She's married to a man called Jin Zheng Zhang. And last year, he received the National Outstanding Returned Overseas Chinese and Relatives Award in Beijing. The ceremony was headlined by the president. Jin Zheng Zhang is a big player. The China Overseas Returnees Network credited him with united front activity in Australia as early as 2013. They stated that he devoted himself to actively building bridges and making contacts for China. According to ASIC documents, Jin's wife served as a director of Double Drummer Cafe until April 2022. Now, there's no suggestion that the couple engaged in intelligence gathering activities on behalf of the Chinese government, but the look isn't good. And the news has rocked officials who worked in the area because it potentially gave China access to members of Australia's intelligence community. According to The Nightly, the cafe was dominated by customers wearing federal government security passes because right next door, the AFP, the Office of National Intelligence, the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet, and the Office of the Inspector General of Intelligence. One senior official has now spoken out saying, "Think about it, flip the scenario, and it'll give you a sense of the gravity of the potential exposure. If we could operate a cafe in the heart of Beijing's intelligence precinct as a honeypot, imagine the rich harvest. We'd identify operatives from a host of intelligence agency, their faces, their names, their friends, their family, the credit cards they use." The Office of Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill knows about this, but they are refusing to comment. The Office of National Intelligence has had nothing to say on it. A spokesperson from ASIO says, as a matter of long-standing practice, ASIO does not comment on individuals, investigations, or operations. Look, as I said, there's no evidence that intelligence was gathered, but it's a bit of a shock to the system for people in Canberra. We do everything that we can to protect Australia's interests and to stop other countries from spying on us, and that's why we've removed Chinese-made security cameras from sensitive sites. That's why we've knocked back Chinese companies from building critical infrastructure in Australia. And it was only last year that the ASIO boss Mike Burgess warned the Chinese government is engaged in the most sophisticated theft of intellectual property in human history. So I wonder whether he considered that a cafe serving cappuccinos to spies in Canberra could be part of the master plan. If you want to read the story, it's a really interesting one. It's been done by The Nightly. Just go looking for The Nightly, which is a relatively new news website, and you'll find that story there. And the cafe in Canberra is called Double Drummer. And let's be clear, there's no suggestion that anyone who's running Double Drummer or working at Double Drummer has done anything wrong.